It's the Bros on Nova 103.5. When will I be famous? 9 minutes voor 12, yes, by Nova in 103.5. So, I've got two famous people here in studio with me right now. As jy a Suidwestern aanhanger is, dan sal jy vir Nazim en Siaking.
Jy weet nou al,
dat my ma in die hospitaal is, ek jy moest vertel, my ma is in die hospitaal, en gister toe gaan keir ek vir, en ek weet, my ma mis nooit een episode nie. Glad nie, never, van Suidwestern. So toe ek nou vir sê, wie kom keir vandag by my in die atelier, en ek sê toe vir dat Nazim hier gaan wees, toe sê sy vir my, die skurk, ek hou niks van hom, hy sê skurk, Nazim.
Hallo mami.
Geniet jy dit om die rol te speel van die skurk?
Geniet is tough. But ach, you know, as I enjoy the work. Ek geniet die kuns rondom het, jy weet. Want ek is 'n kunstenaar by nature. So ach, dit is lekker om het suksesvolle karakter te kan beaam, as ek dit so kan sê. So ja, dis is dit, ek moet sê, in hy opzicht is dit lekker, maar is dit lekker om so lelike woorde te kry nie.
Kry ander mense, ander tannie, sit ook voorbij jou stap in die straat op jou.
Ja, nie, is a love hate thing, you know, so, ek sal sommer nou, maar kom vat die foto, you know.
Ek hou nie van jou nie, maar kom pauze gauw hier langs
my. My man gaan nie groen nie.
Nou, op wie baseer jy jou karakter, die evil man?
Ach man, kyk, in my opvoeding, my kind's opvoeding, my performing arts opvoeding, I've learned to find it in the script, you know, in the teksten. Maar obviously, it inspiraties aan acteurs, you know, nuances and just, maar ek meen, jy moet het jou eie maak, jy sê so, jy moet het van binnen kom, jy moet het vind in jouself, en ek geloof in dit, jy weet. So ach, you know, soos ek sê, ek vind het maar in myself en in die tekst en, you know, bietjie van alles, you know, maar it's important om jou eie aspect te bring aan 'n karakter, jy weet.
Dus Irvine van der Merwe het my gesels, hy speel die rol van Nazim, dan het ek ook vir Ganton Kush saam met my in die atelier, en jy speel die rol van Sia. Ek wil gauw net vinnig by julle tweekies eers hoor, wat maak julle ooit in Namibia? Hoe kom julle hier? Ek weet julle vir ons kom kuier?
Ons kom vrou soek. Nee.
Ons is hier vir vakantie, dis die main ding. En ook ons love Namibia. Baie mooi kantie, yeah, wow. Baie vriendelike mense. Wow. So ja, vakantie.
Sia, of terwyl Ganton, yeah. Hoe berei jy jouself voor vir 'n rol?
Soos hy van ook gesê het, ja, is die tekst en ook, obviously, hulle gee vir jou 'n karakter by jou. So, wat die so as die karakter by jou sê, hy is dit en dit en dit, en hy is soveel jaar oud, en hy die type, en hy die type, wat sal ek nou sê?
Eienskappe,
en dan vat jy van hy, en jy vat obviously wat jy ken, en wat jy geleer het. So, ons kry baie inspirasie van wat ons rondom ons sien. So, ek hou van mense dophou. Like, om te observe is vir my een van die beste dinge, want jy kan sien mense se mannerisms en klein goeikies, en dis hoe jy karakter bou, because jy moet bou van wat daar buiten is, daar is 'n waarheid, en as jy 'n waarheid kan vind, dan speel jy daar vanaf.
Dis Ganton Kush en Irvine van der Merwe, wat saam met my kuier in die atelier, jy sal hulle ken as Nazim en Sia van Suidwester. Ons gaan gauw vinnig terug musiek toe, onthou jy kan enige tyd vragie instuur as jy wil. Sal iets spesifieks is wat jy graag vir hierdie twee manne hier oorkant my wil vra vandag, 083-000-1035.
Here's the thing with fine print. It is important that you understand.
En Jesse Clare gaan Nova 103.5 is nou op de kop 12:00. Jy is by Nova, ek is Karleen, en ek hoop dat jou dag heerlik is so far. So I've got guests hanging out with me in the studio. If you're a Suidwester fan, then you will definitely know Nazim and Sia. Sia, played by Ganton Kush, and Nazim by Irvine van der Merwe. And earlier I asked them, why are they currently in Namibia? En toe sê hulle vir my, hulle soek vrou.
Dit is 'n grappie.
En toe kry ons hierdie boodskap in.
Karleen, sê vir hy twee oudjes in die studio, nee, dat ons Namibiese meisjes kan nie in Afrikaans vry nie, nee. Ons kan dit in Engels en vry. So as hulle 'n vrou soek, moet hulle in Engels en vrou soek.
Hoor julle daar, julle moet in Engels kom
nou?
Vry. Dit is Masumi.
Masumi, nou hoe vry mens in Engels? Jy moet my klasse gee dan, okay.
So, nog 'n vraagie wat ek vir julle het, is hoe op dees aarde onthou jy jou script? Hoe onthou jy jou woorde?
It's a process, you know, and it comes with your training. how you treat your script. Kijk, jouw intentie is baie, important. Ik kan laten mijn Engels praten, wat ik zei.
Speciaal voor mij.
Ja, your intention is very, very important, you know. Because that's why you got to know. Because nothing, no scene or nothing happens without an intention. You get me? It's like, if you sit there, you say, why I'm waiting for the bus? It's an intention. So, whatever your intentions, you got to bring it across to the audience, you know. And the script is just your tool. You know, so yeah, for me, intention is important, and for me, it's reading the script through, know what it is, what I'm doing, what character, all that, understanding, and then obviously the words, and that's just repeating, repetition is key, you get me, just let it stick, and then obviously that's just the first process, and you come on the floor, and then you gotta know, all that you have to, like, collaborate with sound, lightning, everything. It's very technical, especially soapy, and it's because it's multicam. You get me? So they're very pedantic, like verbatim. You need to know your script because each line or each what it's a shot is planned on it. You get me? So it's a lot of focus and a lot of concentration, and I guess that's the key: focus, concentration, and you know, you gotta prioritize. You know what I mean?
Ek dink, jy is seker 'n briljante persoon om winkel toe te stuur. As jou ma vir jou sê, bring vir my melk, eiers, brood, botter, margarine, want jy onthou alles. Al jylle lys.
Ja, het is my voet seer, my been of a ding.
So, how many hours do you guys spend on set per day?
It's a 12-hour day. As I know, so as well, ons miskien 'n lang dag het, dan sal hulle miskien oorgaan met so 20 of 30 minute. Maar, it is a 12-hour day.
That's a very long day. Now, how do you handle criticism?
Ek dink criticism is a ding van, you have to have security within self. It starts there. So if your self-esteem is okay, if your security with yourself is okay, then sal jy verstaan dat alles is subjective. Like, nie allemaal gaan van jou nie. It's okay, and it's fine. En ek maak het a ding van myself, ek lees die negativiteit nie. Net om myself in 'n goeie mental space te hou. En ja, ek dink dit is vanself.
En vir jou, Irvine?
Obviously, you know, human nature is fickle, you weet, and ons is, ek sien onself as spiller, we mirrors to each other, you know, so we projecting, when you see somebody, naturally, sometimes you trigger, somebody triggers something in you, and you projecting, so as iemand 'n probleem met jou het, bro, is niks vir jou te doen nie, verstaan jy, die persoon se eie issues wat hulle moet uitsort, verstaan jy, so, doen jou, do you, boo.
You do you, boo, baie wyse woorde, wat hier gespreek word deur Irvine en Ganton, en jy sal hulle ken as Sia en Nazim van Suidooster. Ons is nou weer terug, ons vat eers vinnig in deur Aerosmith. Onthou, jy kan ons steeds boodskappe instuur, vragies instuur as jy wil via Telegram 083-0001-835. Here's Aerosmith, this one's called Crying. Tina Turner is still coming up in your latest news at 4:15. And Aerosmith crying on Nova 103.5, 6 minute na 12. Ek is 'n baie gelukkige dame vandag. Ek het vir, jy sal hulle ken as Nazim en Sia van Suidooster hier in die atelier, Ganton Kush en Irvine van die Merwe. En hulle gesels so bietjie met ons. Iemand vra hier op een van die boodskappe, vra hulle waar kan hulle ontmoet? As hulle graag sou wou ontmoet, is daar kans vir dit om te gebeur?
Ja, ons is Vrydag by GWM van 3 uur tot 5 uur vir meet and greet, Pupkewitz. As ek het recht wel, Pupkewitz, GWM, en dan ook die aand by Club London.
Waai, we gaan bykie party.
Ja, nie, kyk, bykie litte los, en so aan.
Ja, en dan Saterdag is ons by Wembley, takeaway, dis van 12 uur af, so mense kan deurkom en proe, maak ons a Gatsby.
Gaan jylle bykie koos,
man? Ja, ons gaan a bykie, kok speel.
Ons gaan probeer om Wembley te top van, dit is quite top, sê.
Ja, dis die ding. En dan Saterdag aand is ons van 6 uur tot 8 uur by Chillers Sportsbar. So, ja. Yeah. Ons gaan het ook post op ons socials. As yeah.
Ons mense kan net julle social media adop, dan gaan hulle weet waarom julle te vind.
And follow me.
So, nog een vraagje wat ek vir julle wil vraag is, wat sou jou droomrol wees om te speel? Jy speel net die bad guy, Nazim, of Irvine. Of wat sou jou droomrol wees?
Ach, not to be a cliche, maar een van die rolle, en dis nou, want ek is een groot fan van Johnny Depp as well, you know.
Oh, ja, ja.
Ek weet nog nie met die saak en wat, dat is nothing mate, maar Ek het uit die musical Sweeney Todd,
Demon Barber.
His interpretation of it just inspired me. So that I would like to, that's one role I would like to take the stage with, you know. I know it's a bad guy, but come on now. You know, it's just like, wow.
Oh, dis dalk jou ding hierdie. En gaan doen jy?
For my, funny enough, it would be to play a villain. I think villains are very complex characters. En daar soveel verskillende maniere om villains te speel. En wat na my kop te kom is wat Heath Ledger did met Joker. En ook wat Joaquin did with his version of Joker. En ek dink very different. En altyd briljant. So, in die type realm, it would be amazing.
Nou, deur die jare van ook van studententyd en wat julle plays gedoen het en theater gedoen het, what was the craziest, most exciting character you've ever played?
Ooh.
A transvestite.
Rare.
Really?
I bet you made that
look good. Raj from the, it was a play called, actually I did it for my exam, you know, for my Trinity exam. She was, Miss Raj, she was a snap queen, and it's from the play, The Colored Museum by George C. Wolfe, I think, yeah.
Brilliant.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Actually, we need to talk about this.
No, I wanted to adapt it for South African stage, so we could talk about it.
Oh, so we weet, misschien gaan ons dit nog steeds.
Or maybe for Namibian stage.
Yes.
That would be amazing, actually, you know to bring something to Namibia.
Because it's basically like a sort of a collage of African-American culture, but you can obviously just adapt it to whatever, you know, region you're at, you get. But anyway.
I think for my, and say it's studente daar, it was, okay, it was low-key student and professional. But it was, I played an active gang leader.
Yeah.
And he's still alive. And that was Ian Anvar, let the show so come kick. And it was the weirdest thing and the most nerve-wracking thing to play someone who's still alive. And to play him as is and have that essence of who he is.
And you weet hy's in die, hy's sit daar in die gehoor.
So... that was when I loved it, but it was intense.
I can think. Then I've got another question for you. Any advice for any up-and-coming actors? Anyone that wants to be in film and movies, what would you advise them?
It's one word, this. Persistence?
Focus.
Commitment?
Endurance.
Passion.
Hard work. That's two words, but hard work.
Yeah. And then on top of that, it's... look, ek kom van 'n agtergrond af waar... Daar was niks van acting. Ek het niks references gehad, ek het nie geweet hoe het werkie. Maar ek het met myself gesê, ek moet baie lees. Dus een dag gaan ek miskien met scripts lees. En ek het maar nou dit gedoen en te laag goed gememoriseer. En na dit... het ek maar nou uitgevind waar ek kon gaan study. En ook die ding is, nie allemaal kan gaan study nie, maar soos ons nog gesê het, like endurance, commitment, focus, al die goed dra by tot a success. So, if you want it bad enough, then, you know.
You gotta work for it.
Yeah.
And nothing comes easy.
Exactly.
And that's for sure. So now, if you weren't an actor, what would you be doing for a living?
A fisherman.
I probably would not have existed.
Oh, wow. Deep.
Yeah, no.
Now we live with this.
This is it. I don't think. Yeah.
Okay, ek het nog twee vraagies vir julle wat ek graag wil weet. Een is, as jy nou moet huil vir 'n hartseer toneel, hoe kry jy jouself om te huil? Het jy soos, ek weet nie, sit jy bietjie peper of something hier by jou oor? Of olie? Of trippels?
Kyk, is 'n waarheid wat jy vind. Met enige karakter wat jy speel, daar moet 'n waarheid wees, because as daar nie 'n waarheid is, niemand gaan jou glo nie. So, ek dink, as het kom van 'n ware plek af, dan it comes naturally. En, om te huil is die moeilikste ding in acting. Want baie mense dink, oh my word, hoe, is makkelijk om het te doen, technically, maar, daar is maniertjies wat die mens kan gebruik, you know, om vinnig te kan huil, maar het moet van 'n waarheid afkom. En in die industrie gebruik hulle iets soos teestik. As mense miskien nou emotionally drained is, en hulle kan nie meer, so dan, okay, just to keep it fresh, here's a little bit of tear stick, maar het moet van 'n waarheid afkom, jy kan het nie fake, because if you fake it, then what's the point?
En dan een laatste vraag, of wil jij nog iets gezegd hebben?
Nee, nee, hij het al wel gezien. Oh, het is maar net, zoals ik zei, van de ware plek. En Stanislavski, kijk, is training, is the father of the method, you know, bringing the truth to. Because, I mean, it's about the audience believing you, and you got to believe yourself first before the audience can believe you. Because your audience will see that, you get me? They're your most, I mean, they're the critics, you know. So, yeah, like I said, zoals Kenny said, the new van de ware plek komen. And like Stanislavski, I say question is, if I was in that position, what would I do? So you have to put yourself, you know, if you really stay true to the script, to the intention and whatever, it should pull you through. If you stay true, like you put yourself in that position, and then you'll be there, you know what I mean? Because the body knows no difference. You get me? You can, as you know, fake or what, as you fool it, bro. You get?
Then the last question. Can you give us a sneak preview on what to expect from the series in the next few weeks? You know, any big revelations or shocks coming up that you're allowed to share with us?
Yeah, of course. Right. Big revelations, shocks. Yeah, all of that's coming
okay, no,
up.
Okay, but you got to give me details.
Yeah. I'm giving you details. So it's big revelations. It's shocks. Yeah, it's just all of it.
Drama.
Yeah.
It's action,
what the, man.
It's wild.
Yeah. What is
just look at them dodging this question. They keep dodging this question.
Ons gaan ons werk verloor, man.
Nee. So any last words from you two gentlemen? It's Nazim and Sia from St. Oyster. It's Ganton Kush in Irvine van der Merwe. Laaste woorde vir van julle af vir Namibia.
Eerstens wil ek net dankie sê vir die mense wat ons uitgebring het. Like baie nice mense. Baie dankie vir Flying Namibia. NWR for hosting us. Work for GWM for sponsoring us with a vehicle.
Fintuk Luxury. Suits.
Yes, for hosting us and work for Charles
yes,
at Angels
Charles
of Guest
Angels. Wembley, yeah. Institution of Gatsby, bro.
Yes. And immense after the scare, but
yes.
You know, looking after us. We just want to say thank you to everyone. And also thank you to Namibia for being so beautiful and friendly and welcoming.
Namibia, you lick a dumb.
Namibia is for sure like a flag. It's 12:15, and it's time for us to have a look at your latest news. And we'll also be sharing some videos on social media on Facebook if you want to see some of the videos of our two gentlemen in studio, Nazim and Sia, being very tight-lipped about what's happening in the future on the series.
Future Media News.